Well, like, for example, I was in a lab where the scalpel was so rusted out I couldn't even dissect a rat. I mean, it's horrible. You can't do science like that. Absolutely out of this mind. And yes, I compare it to a two-year college because I came from a city college. I come here and I see the same thing. This is not a city college. It's a university, and we should treat it as such.
Good afternoon. My name is Professor Krantz. I'm an associate professor of philosophy at Chicago State. I'll try to be brief. I just wanted to recall during the comment session the original resolution that the Faculty Senate President read and restate my desire that it pass. As someone who helped to write some of those suggestions through the Senate, most of the language simply repeats much of the existing board regulations in asserting the faculty role at the university. They are not new. They are not trying to craft out new powers or jurisdictions. But the language of the Board of Regulations, the language of the Board of Trustees regulations is instructive. The role of the faculty does not end just at curricular decisions. It includes the general direction of the university as a whole and through more than just shared input or one faculty position on a committee. So this would be a very meaningful gesture, I think, to the faculty were this resolution to pass. The second quick comment was, again, as a faculty member, I'm very familiar with university timetables, one of which involves executive level searches, particularly the Office of the Provost. Most institutions will have a job description prepared with faculty input for a position such as the provost by the fall. They would have advertised in October, November, and December, and would be already soliciting CVs and resumes from acceptable candidates for such a position. I do know that our institution has several executive searches going on right now. I'm a member of a search committee for the Honors Dean, for example, and we've already met several times and have made progress. What concerns me is that there has been input solicited for the Dean of the College of Arts and Sciences job. There has been input on the College of the Honors Dean, but there has been no solicitation of the faculty for input on that most important academic position, the Office of the Provost, the Chief Academic Officer. So I just make a public statement in the hope that this comes quickly or soon so that we can begin looking at our next leader in the academic side of the House. Thank you for your attention.
Take one more public comment.
Good afternoon. My name is Rosa Garcia, and I'm a senior biology student here. And my major concerns actually were for student resources. As my fellow students previously spoke, I actually have a specific incident with the Wi-Fi because I needed to research information last week pertaining to student to my finals, and I could not obtain that information because I could not get onto the Wi-Fi in order to. So I called the IT department. I spoke to a young lady who said she did not know how to handle the issue that I was having. So I asked her to give me the information of someone who can help me, and she could not help me. All she can tell me was she didn't have the number, she knew their first name, and she knew they were located at Douglas Hall. But besides that, she did not know how to help me. And my issue for bringing this to light or illustrating this is that student resources are so important because this is what makes students successful in the future. You want alumni to come back and represent Chicago State University at the highest point. So therefore, we want to make sure that we have these resources allocated to us. If I try to order, if I try to look up certain materials, books, or whatever the case I need in order to be successful in my courses, I usually have to get them brought over from other universities, such as UIC. We need more books. We need more student resources. These are the kind of materials that would make us successful students. I concur with both sides of my fellow students. I don't think that the board is here to do anything negatively upon the students, and I think we do need to work together. However, at the same note, I do feel it's very important to have these resources because this is what makes students successful. This is what, you know, you will come back and you will have students representing Chicago State well, and that is key to being successful in courses. So if we can, you know, work together, it would be great. Thank you.
The board to adjourn?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Trustee Rozier?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Sandlin?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Anderson?
Yes.
I agree with many, many
things. Yes.